Well, good morning, everybody. I'm going to greet you in Jesus' name this morning. The Word teaches us a name where every knee shall bow. If we don't bow to Him today, there's coming a day that we will bow to Him. In that name, this morning, I want to greet you. I was agreed with Malvin when he shared about the singing this morning. I had to think of, in front of our in our songbook there, there's this little story there where King Jehoshaphat, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but he won a war just by singing. The choir went ahead and they was singing, and the people out there that was going to fight them got all confused, and they never lifted a sword, if I remember that story right. I haven't read it recently. So, but this morning I want to share a little bit. I was prayed for in the conference room this morning, and thank you for praying, and Melvin prayed for me, so I think I'm just going to start. I don't want to take a lot of Paul's time away this morning. Appreciate him coming and sharing, and I feel kind of out of place here this morning. Mose asked me if I wanted to share, and I said I would, so with the Lord's help, I want to do that. But lately, I was reading in 2 Peter, the first chapter there, the verses from 1 through 11, if you want to follow along there. There's something about them verses that just kept coming back to me and back to me. And I kept going back to these verses. And when Mose asked me about this, about having an opening, I agree, these verses come to my mind. So we're going to read these verses. And maybe with the Lord's help, we can go through them and bring some points of interest out of them. So Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's really some thought-provoking verses there. And the title I'm giving this little opening here this morning is Giving All Diligence. So in verse 1, I got down here that Peter is saying here to those who have received a precious faith of the same kind as ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, and goes on to say that may this grace and peace be multiplied unto you. I think he was encouraging the church in this way. How? How was he encouraging? Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. He was telling them that they will need this. I think he was telling them, you're going to need this grace and peace as you go along here. And this is something that we are going to need in our lives also. But this grace and peace is going to have to be there first before he can multiply it. Before it can be multiplied, it's got to be there first. Number three, for his divine power, the word of God, has given us everything we need to go through life. As I was reading that, do I really believe this? That this book right here, this Holy Bible, has everything that we need to go through this life. The deep things that we heard about this week, the view of God, the besetting sins, the engaging in the giants, it's all in here. It's all in this book. It's all in here that we need to go through this life. Number four, he has exceeding great and precious promises so that through these we can escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, number five, giving all vigilance, make every effort, exercising our faith. When we start exercising our faith, that's when things are going to happen. And then it says, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. It says, giving all vigilance. Oh, I got that already. It's my title. But I looked this up. I looked the vigilance up just to see. I looked it up in the Webster's just to see what it says. It says, vigilant means to have constant effort to accomplish what is undertaken. And exertion of the body or mind without unnecessary delay or sloth. A constant effort to accomplish what is undertaken. There's no slacking up. There's no sloth. We heard about sloth not too long ago. There can't be no slothfulness in this Christian life. So number six, verse six, it says, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. And seven says, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. So I looked at this up in the Amplified, and I'm just going to give verse 8, how the Amplified gives it. I really like the way it laid it out. For as these qualities are yours and are increasing in you as you grow towards spiritual maturity, they will keep you from being useless and unproductive in regard to the true knowledge and a greater understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ. I just thought that laid it out just really nice what this verse 8 is telling us here. This word useless. I always struggle with somebody calling somebody useless. But this word here, useless, it takes the word of barren or unfruitful. Well, if things are barren or unfruitful, it's empty. There's nothing there. It's useless and unproductive. That's unproductive is nor unfruitful. Our lives aren't productive. We all are carrying some kind of fruits. We've heard about our fruits here lately, and that they start out small, but there's fruits there, and they can grow, and they keep growing. And this is like these verses here. I had to think of this increasing or abounding. This might be a kind of a crude illustration, or not a very good illustration, but I had to think of this. When I think of this increasing and abounding in these verses in our lives, I had to think of a snowball. This is our faith. You take this snowball, it's our faith. You put it on the ground and start rolling it. It keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But there's a problem. not every kind of snow works. It's got to be a wet snow. It's got to stick. And so it is with our spiritual lives. If I want to have this snowball effect in my life, this grace and peace we talked about in verse 2 is going to have to be a part of my life. Ephesians 2, or I can't remember where it's written, says it's a gift from God. Now, if somebody wants to give us a gift, we can do one of two things. We can either accept it or reject it. And if we accept that gift of grace, if we accept this gift of grace, it's going to give us the power to live a life that's in harmony with God, a life of peace, if we accept this gift of grace. I had to ask myself a question when I read that verse there. What is peace worth to me? What's it worth to me? I need to pursue peace with all diligence. Number 9. I got down here. This is a very bad condition to be in if we can't see afar. There's no vision. You know, I got to tell you of some of my ignorance that I experienced a couple weeks ago. Normally my vehicle's in the garage, but this time it was outside and it was frosted over really bad. And I thought I could see, and I had it defrosted, but I didn't. And I pulled onto the state highway there, didn't want to be late for work, and I couldn't see. I couldn't see even near, let alone afar. And I had a little hole on this side and a little hole on this side that I could look through. My windshield was completely, and I had the defroster going wide open, but I was not ready to hit the road. And one time I looked down and I seen the white line right here, and I was clear on the other side. And one time I could see a little hole over here. I was going right past the mailboxes, and I thought, I gotta pull over, and I didn't know where. And finally, I got a little hole there that I could see through, and I kind of laid down in my seat there, and I could see through it, and it kept getting bigger. You know, I had to think of Brother Paul's message last night, where I looked in the mirror, and I looked behind. There's a whole string of traffic behind me, because I was absolutely too dangerous to pass. They wouldn't pass me because they seen I was weaving all over the road. And it wasn't a very good light. But that was a very good lesson for me. Now I had to think of Brother Paul's message last night where if one of them people would have come out there and said, "Stop!" like he did to that dog, that you're not safe to be around. That's what should have happened. But anyhow, I had to think of my spiritual life as I leave the house in the morning. I'm getting ahead of myself here. So if I lack these things that we talked about and I leave the house in the morning, I'm actually too dangerous to be around. What spiritual condition am I when I leave the house in the morning? Do I have a vision? Do I have a goal? Did I forget that I was purged from my old sins? In verse 10 it says, "Give diligence to make calling and election sure. For if we do these things, we shall never fall." Wow, I had never fall. I think what this saying is here, that we shall never stumble in our spiritual walk. Let's keep climbing. We need to climb with all diligence. And there's a beautiful promise there. If we're climbing, we will not stumble we will not fall in our spiritual growth. Did you ever wonder? I wondered already. Maybe this is not the view of God. Maybe my view of God is not right here. If we wonder where we're really at, spiritually, am I growing? Verse 11. For in this way, the entry into eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be abundantly provided for you. I want to close here with the story that I heard one time. There was a family that was spending... There was a family that was spending some time at a lake, and their two little daughters was sitting at the end of the dock playing with their dolls. Daddy was in a building close by, working in a building, and little Junior, little boy, decided he was going to go for a boat ride. So he walked out. He was from between 2 and 3 years old. He walked out, and he was climbing on the boat, and things didn't go so good, and he landed in the water. And it was fairly deep there, and the girls immediately started screaming, and Daddy heard it, and he come running. And he jumped in, was looking for his son. He couldn't find him. He finally had to come up for air, fill his lungs full of air again, and he went back down, and this time he found him. He was clinging to the pipe, one of the pipes that hold the dock up. He was clinging onto that, and he was actually still underwater, clinging to this. And his dad found him and pried him off of it, put him on the dock, and started working on him. They said an hour later, he was okay. And his father had a question for him. He said, why didn't you leave loose? Or why didn't you just climb to the top of the pole? And he said, because Daddy, he said, I knew that you would come. So today, we don't have to hang on to this pipe. But we can hang on to this Bible, this holy Bible, this power, this divine power that we read about, these great and precious promises, knowing that help is on the way, knowing that He'll be there to help us through this life. May God bless you.